1 Peter 1:17-19. And if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself in fear during the time of your sojourn, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your futile conduct inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood as of a lamb unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Observation. Today's devotional intersects much with the last. In the text, 1 Peter 1:14-16, as, quote, obedient children, we're commanded to live perfect and holy lives just as God. I encourage you to go back and listen to that one. Here again, the first lesson in this text repeats that same command. You are again commanded to, quote, conduct yourselves in fear. In this, we learn how obedient, holy living depends on the condition of our relationship to the Father. Because it says, if you address as Father in verse 17. This is now a conditional text, while still pointing back to the, quote, obedient children of verse 14. Those who do not address God as Father are those who are not obedient children, and are not in focus of the command here to obey these words. Yet if we truly are reconciled to the Father through true faith in Jesus and His Word, then we must conduct ourselves in fear during the time of our stay on earth. That is, if God truly is our Father, there will be an effect and a result in our lives here in this world. We will live for Him as both our Father and the impartial judge of our lives. Our, quote, conduct and our way of living then must be, quote, in fear while we're in this world. Fear. As in the knee-knocking, shaking in our boots, holy and reverent fear of the Almighty Heavenly Father. This is to be a chief characteristic in the heart attitude of God's children. It should change how we think, it should change how we speak, and it should change how we live. Our second lesson we learn is though we are, quote, redeemed by Christ, our Father will still, quote, impartially judge us according to each one's work. This is the cause of our living in a right fear of the Father. We've seen this doctrine taught in Scripture before, and addressed how often it's denied by the church. The apostles, however, taught that Judgment Day was a cause of holy ambition and of living a life of good works that would glorify God in preparation for that day. For those who have confidence that they are His children, there is no fear of condemning judgment. Their fear is instead about either failure or faithfulness to glorify the Father through faith and obedient living. Will their lives make much of Him, magnify His Son's sacrifice, exalt His holy word? Or will their thoughts and deeds bring dishonor and disgrace to His name on the day of judgment when the Father impartially judges them? This is the cause of a right fear. It is a true child wanting to honor or not dishonor his Father in love. This is not the fear of God's enemies, who rightly fear the soon coming and condemning judgment if they do not repent. The third lesson we learn is to motivate such behavior not only with a correct view of Judgment Day, but also with a correct view of our redemption. The more precious we understand Jesus' quote, blood sacrifice in our place, the more our hearts will desire to live in fear while we are here. If His work for us is not precious to us, it will then be evident in our living. In other words, that shaking in your boots, reverent fear, also lives a holy life to the degree it understands the unmeasurable greatness of what Jesus did for us. That our salvation came at a great cost. That our Savior didn't need to die for His own sin, and all the more should never have been so mistreated as the only one who perfectly lived a righteous life. He was the only sacrificial lamb, truly and completely unblemished and spotless, so that He died not to pay for His own penalty of sin, but in our place. The preciousness of this reality to us, the highly valued reality of it, is reflected in every one of our thoughts, words, and deeds. This is why our value of His death for us will be revealed through our every thought, word, and deed on the day of judgment. And may he be greatly glorified by us on that day through our holy living. This is the aim of our text. Application. Do I live in a right knee-knocking fear of my Heavenly Father? Do I live by a right reverent fear of Judgment Day? Do I see Jesus' sacrifice for me as the highly precious motivation to live rightly that it is? Does my conduct unmistakably reveal I live by faith in these realities? Or am I living in a worldly and futile conduct way, despite claiming Jesus' name and sacrifice for me? Father, may my life reveal the reality of my expectation of Judgment Day, that I long for all of my life to be lived according to your word. Teach me your word. Give me a hunger that is only satisfied by growing to know it more and more so that I might live by it more and more. So that Jesus' awesome work on the cross would be magnified by my every thought, word, and deed. So that all of my life could be lived for you and for your glory alone, both today and on the day of judgment. Amen.